Let's check in with Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. Joe, lots of support at the NATO conference, but are the Ukrainians just at this point waiting to see what happens with our election here?
Hey, Bob, good afternoon from a sweltering day here in Kyiv, 91 degrees. And there's obviously a lot of talk about NATO and the elections. And I think I don't think people here had very high expectations from the NATO conference, but there was a great hope that after Russia's Monday attack on that hospital, the Children's Hospital here in Kyiv, not far from me, Akhmandit Hospital, that would have awakened a new type of courage and energy among the NATO leaders. And we don't see that. It's sort of the same rhetoric coming out of the NATO summit in Washington that we had before. And not a great change. And in fact, we continue to hear, whether it's from Pentagon spokesman John Kirby or others, the fear of escalation, the fear of pushing Russia too far. And so, as we discussed after that attack on Monday, my suspicion was that Russia purposely timed that attack on the Children's Hospital, such a brutal, heinous attack, to intimidate the West. And I think a lot of people here in Ukraine thought it would have the opposite effect, that it would inspire the West to move more swiftly. President Zelensky in Washington this week, he made the case, very strongly why Ukraine needs permission to use long-range weapons to hit Russian bases to prevent attacks like that. And there was a brief moment of hope yesterday when Sir Keir Starmer, the new prime minister of the United Kingdom, he said publicly to President Zelensky at the NATO summit, we're going to give you permission to use the Storm Shadow missiles, which are made by France and the UK. Sir Keir said, we'll give you permission to use them however you need to hit Russian military bases deep on Russian soil. So this was great. And this was what everyone was hoping for. And then today, the British government, spokespeople, issued a so-called clarification, and they said that actually that permission is not forthcoming from the United Kingdom. They said they need the permission of France and of a third unnamed country in order for the UK to let Ukraine use Storm Shadow missiles. I think we can all guess what that third unnamed country is. I don't think it's Sri Lanka or the Maldives. I think we know what country that is. And that permission is not there. And so this is very heavy and difficult. And we're seeing that for whatever reason, Washington is still reluctant to send the support Ukrainians need to turn this around. And President Zelensky said at NATO, he said, we always wait. Like my mother waited for me after school. He said, this is the same, but much more serious. And he spoke about the F-16s because that was another piece of good news. Seeming good news that came out of NATO was when Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who seems to have a great affection for Ukraine, he spent a lot of time here. His father was part of the signing of the Budapest Memorandum in 1994 that took away Ukraine's nukes. And you can see that Antony Blinken cares about this. And he said that F-16s will be here this summer. But President Zelensky said the problem with the F-16s is both the number and the dates. And he compared it to last summer in 2023, last year, when United States sent Abrams tanks to Ukraine. And they made, it was a big fanfare, to send these very powerful tools. But the problem, President Zelensky says, it's not enough. And if you only send a couple F-16s, people say, oh, Ukraine, you can't complain because you're getting these great tools after asking for them for 2 years. But if you only send a few, President Zelensky said it's not going to change anything. And so that's the heavy fear, is that despite that heinous attack in the hospital, maybe because of it, there's not a strong resolve that seemed to have emerged from the NATO summit. And in fact, one of the strongest statements that did come out of it was the Czech foreign minister said that Russia is the trash of humanity. So strong words, but when it comes to actions, it's difficult to see what might change as a result of that summit in Washington.
I can certainly understand your frustration and the frustration of everybody who is there. Joseph, I don't know whether you've heard anything about this yet. According to a U.S. official, Russia planned to assassinate the CEO of a major German arms manufacturer that provides artillery, ammunition, and armored vehicles to Ukraine. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, it's been a big story today, and then this is also in conjunction with many reports the past months of fires on major defense factories in Germany and in Poland, and I think in the U.S. too these past months. And there's been a lot of supposition that Russia is behind it. It seems that Western intelligence agencies have information that indeed that they were trying to assassinate this German defense CEO. And there's two ways that people respond to it. Either some who, you know, think that Ukraine needs to win say, okay, this is a further evidence that we got to move more quickly and put a stop to it. But I think you have the other side that says, you know, these guys, the Russians will stop at nothing. And it makes people more afraid and more inclined, you know, to use that word escalation and to tone things down. And, you know, I think we think of that massacre in Bucha, the Kyiv suburb, in the first, you know, I think it was, you know, after about April 2022 or so, or March 2022. And when people saw, when world leaders like Giorgio Meloni of Italy, when they came to Bucha and they saw what happened, they were transformed. That's when they said, we got to start to win. But I think it's clear now, anyone who wasn't transformed by that, by seeing, you know, what happened to the civilians of that lovely leafy city outside of Kyiv, if you weren't transformed by that, nothing will transform you, including the children's hospital being directly attacked and children and doctors being killed. And so I think that's it's I think there's a very, really realistic look at how difficult it is going to be to get more people to support in Ukraine and to get tools here needed to win. So this is a very difficult reality check. And meanwhile, here in Kyiv, you know, as I know it's hot there in Chicago, too, but you know, just as I said the other day, imagine if you're in, I mean, I was trying to go running this morning and it was already sweltering at 7 a.m. But imagine you got to climb 10, 15 floors because your building has no electricity. Hmm. And then, you know, you climb up all those floors and then you go to an apartment that is not air conditioned.
Right.
And that's a reality that Ukrainians have. I mean, that's how much Russia wants to kill and ruin and break all of these people. That's what everyone is facing here today. So
it's a reality check for us here. Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine, we hope you have a nice weekend if it's possible there, Joe, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Always possible. People have to keep their spirits up. So until Monday.
Attaboy. Thanks.